Charger, please.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tarnisha. How may I help you?
Yes, is this Byte Hub?
We are a third-party call center that do stand-in for online merchants. I can check and see if we have that account for you.
Listen, because we got an offer of a Tyson vacuum cleaner, right? And by Home Depot, and they say, you got to pay $5 for the shipping, right? You got charged $59. Why was that?
Like I said, sir, we are a third-party call center, so I will actually have to get an account pulled up to look into it. May I have your zip code, please?
Is 06450.
Right, that was 06450, and the first and last name present on the account.
It's Josiah Cologne.
All right. And for security purposes, can I get you to verify that shipping address for me, please?
It's 587 Broad Street, Meriden, Connecticut.
All right. All right. And you said that you placed the order and you got charged for the Byte Hub instead, correct?
Yeah, exactly. So they just said, it's a survey. You did the survey. Mm-hmm. Then it says you got a reward, the Tyson vacuum. All you got to do is pay the shipping, $5.
Okay. Did anything else pop up on the screen offering any type of contest entry or anything like that concerning Byte Hub?
Did anything else pop up on the screen, like the contest entry or anything?
No,
just the survey.
Just took me to the thing.
The survey.
They took me to their page, and that's when everything was they charged me for the thing.
The survey, she did the survey, then she was offered the reward. Then she paid for the $5 shipping that she needed to pay, and then they charged her $59.
Okay. All right, give me one moment here. Just get these notes down on the account.
I can hear perfectly.
Good evening, today.
All right, and I'm correct in assuming that that's not something that y'all are interested in today, correct?
That's what I'm saying. Like, it was interesting, like, because they only wanted us to pay the $5 shipping. Like, we didn't mind, you feel me? But
mm-hmm.
then she did the survey and all that. So why would they put her through that and just to charge her $59? You know what I mean?
All right, so no problem. I'll go ahead and get that account canceled for you on today. And give me one moment, and let me speak to the supervisor as far as the credit goes for you on today, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
You'll never eat that thing if it's gonna make you feel like that. That's been being greedy. Right.
right, so I've now got that account canceled and refunded for you. Allow 2 to 3 business days for that refund to process back into your account. And I also have a confirmation number for you as well if you want to write that down.
2 to 3 business days to get the money back?
Yes, sir. And also depends on how quick your bank is at processing refunds back into your account as well.
All right, so what was the reason why y'all charged $59?
Like I said, it could have been something like once you placed the order, you could have accidentally entered into a contest for it or contest entry. Honestly, I just handled the billing side, so I couldn't tell you how you guys got roped in into the bite sub.
That's crazy. All right, then. So 2 to 3 business days?
That is correct. And I also have a cancellation number for you as well if you want to write that down.
You want to write it down?
Yeah, I'll have that confirmation number.
All right. Let me know when you're ready for it.
I'm ready.
It's going to be CS and Charlie.
920-648-268-267. Okay, that's it?
That is it.
So that's C as in Charlie, 920-648-267.
That is correct.
Okay.
All right. Well, I do thank you guys for giving us a call on today, and you do have a wonderful night.
Okay, you too. Thank you.